BBC Radio Northampton.
Here in Northamptonshire, the Northamptonshire Trampoline Gymnastics Academy has been playing host to some very special guests at their Benham Sports Arena. The Japanese Olympic trampoline team are here to complete their preparations for trampolining at the Games. The events take place next week in London on Friday and on Saturday. Chris Holland caught up with Olympic hopeful Yasuri Umaya and, with the help of Yasuri's interpreter, started off by asking him what he thought of the facilities at the Benham Sports Arena.
This is the
third time he's here, and he's very comfortable, and everybody's kind, and good training they can do.
And have you had a chance to actually visit Northampton itself, or have you been holed up here very like busy training all the time?
Probably not.
行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行ったことあります。行 chance to take that in, and what are your hopes kind of for the Olympic Games themselves?
So,
He would like to get a medal this time.
After the Olympics, if you ever have any more competitions in the United Kingdom again, would you want to come back to Northampton to train as a base? Or is this, have you just chosen Northampton because it's got a good proximity to London?
If
there is a competition in England, he would like to come back here for training.
You can hear the preparations going on in the background. That's Olympic hopeful Yashuri Umaya with Yashuri's interpreter talking to our reporter Chris Holland. Chris also spoke to the director at the Northamptonshire Trampolining Gymnast Academy. That's Tracy Whittaker-Smith. Chris asked her if it benefits the younger athletes at the gym to have Olympians in their midst.
Yeah, it's really good for when the Japanese come, because they are amongst the best in the world, particularly the men, like they fight it out with the Chinese. So it's really good for our members to like rub shoulders with them, train with them, aspire to be like them. So, you know, like, there's mutual benefits. They come and get the facilities and what we can offer here, but in return we get to train with like the best team, one of the best teams in the world.
And obviously it's been it was disappointing not many trampolinists made the Team GB squad. So like I say, the chance to have the athletes we've got here in Northampton, do you see any talent here that hopefully could go on to represent Team GB at a future Olympics?
We've got a fair bit of talent in Northampton. We were unlucky last year not qualifying a place for Great Britain in the men's, because we've obviously got Britain's number one, James Higgins, that trains here. And just an unfortunate slip at World Championships put us out of the running to qualify a place for Great Britain. So there's him, he's signed up for another four-year cycle. There's Steve Walsh, signed up for another four-year cycle. And also all the youngsters coming through. You have to be 18 in year of competition for Olympics, but we've just run a haul of medals at the British Championships. There's plenty of talent there, and it's just putting in the work from the coaches and the support staff to make sure that they fulfil their ambitions.
And going back to our Japanese guests, have you had a chance to kind of socialise with them and kind of show them around the town at all and kind of interact with them at all?
We interact with the Japanese really well. We've been over there a couple of times as well, so we know this team very well and the support staff as well. So we've just been invited over for their opening ceremony dinner tonight, so we'll go along to that. And we always finish the trips that have been to with a meal out with the whole team, the gymnasts and everything as well. So like, there's not a lot to do in Northampton to socialise, as in they come for training to camps and that's all they're interested in. But we do have a meal or two out once they're here.
Sounds like absolutely superb fun. Chris Holland talking to Japanese Olympic hopeful Yashuri Umaya with the help of Yashuri's interpreter, and then the director of Northamptonshire's Trampolining Gymnast Academy, Tracy Whittaker-Smith.